What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the politics and BS. All right, guys, so I got to get into this because, you know, over here, when I talk about politics, most of the time I am getting into the hypocrisy when it comes to these fake Christians. And I'm going to keep calling them fake Christians because anybody, in my personal viewpoint, based on the way the Bible is written and the way the Bible explains it, they could say all day long, oh, the Bible says you're supposed to pray for your leaders. Doesn't say you're supposed to worship them. It doesn't say that you're supposed to support them. You can pray for Donald Trump all you want to, but the man is demonic, okay? So if you want to waste your prayers, you go right ahead and do that. But these people are sick, okay? So the hypocrisy of these people, it's funny to a point, but it really isn't funny because you have this person who is in this position that, let's be clear, if somebody that did not look like him had all of the things that he has going against him, let's not even go into the criminal convictions, right? But let's just say the accusations. If President Obama had a smidgen of the things that this man had committed or just had been alleged to have committed, because right now they're trying to say, oh, Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, they're getting divorced. Who the freak cares if they are? First of all, he's not president anymore. And two, they're human beings. They have personal lives, and marriage is not, you know, no relationship is perfect. So the fact that they're even bringing that up is just absolutely ridiculous. But I digress. I'm just saying, look at the scrutiny that they put on this man, former President Barack Obama, versus the one who currently is in this position that never should have allowed to have had it happen. Because let's be clear, if he was a regular person, he never would have been able to get a security clearance just to have a federal government job. And they allow this person to be in the office of the presidency. So let's just get rid of security clearances altogether. But I digress. I'm just saying, they love to spin that narrative and say, oh, the scriptures, it says you're supposed to pray for your leaders and those who have authority and rule over you. Okay, do that. But it doesn't say you're supposed to worship this person. It doesn't say you're supposed to just let go of everything that the Bible says and you're just supposed to let it go because you're saying, well, God told me this is the man that's supposed to be the prince. Get out of here with that bull crap. But anyway, I want to show this clip to you guys, and I'm showing this under the Fair Use and Copyright Disclaimer. The Copyright Act of 1976 includes a fair use provision that allows limited use of copyrighted material without permission for purposes like criticism, commentary, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. And any content shared is under this Copyright Act and is not claimed as my own. So I'm not claiming that this clip from the Roland Martin Unfiltered channel is my own. So I'm going to share this clip with you guys now because I just want to show you the hypocrisy of these so-called fake Christians when it comes to 45/47 and the fact that he could care less about Christianity because he could care less about religion, period. He believes that he is the deity to be worshipped. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it.
Folks, there's without a doubt, Donald Trump leads a cult. And when I say leads a cult, I mean he leads a cult. Today at the White House, he signed this Religious Liberty Commission, okay, which don't know really what the hell that is. And you want to see weird? So I want you to watch these weirdos as Trump signs this. And you got Alveda King there, you got Paula White, and then you got Pastor Mark Burns. You got a whole bunch of yahoos. Okay.
Paula White is one of the biggest so-called Christian grifters out there. Oh my gosh, she's just so disgusting.
Watch this level of sickness.
To us grace that's all.
Look at this heifer right here, Paula White. Let's continue.
My heart to be in grace that fear really.
Who's she talking to? What is she talking about? Trying to act like she's so holy and righteous, right? Because she's got one hand up in the air and the other one behind her back. As this fool sits here, he's looking around really like, what is going on? Look at this clown right here. Probably as racist to the core, but let's continue.
How precious is that grace of peace?
This heifer right here that was asking people to give a 1,000 some odd dollar seed for Easter blessings. Oh my God. What are you crying about? Happy that you're going to get more coins tax-free going into your bank account? Look at him. I mean, this is so crazy.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
He can't even act interested, let alone like try to, first of all, we know he doesn't even know the words to the song, but try to sing along or just sway from side to side as they're singing while this heifer back here with both hands raised, like, girl, bye.
Was blind, but now I see. Can we sing that again? Say amazing.
Child, please. I can't. I don't know what this Religious Liberty Commission is supposed to be about, but it's really ridiculous to me because this country, the United States of America, first of all, these people want to get rid of the separation of church and state, which I feel is really radical. I don't agree with it. I'm not going to go into all of that right now, but I believe people should be able to believe what they want to believe. Just like the Bible even says, choose this day who you will serve. It doesn't command people to believe like that. I might believe in God. I might believe in Jesus, but I'm not going to force anybody else to believe how they believe because I wouldn't want anybody else doing that to me, forcing me to believe how they believe. And they're trying to make this country, first of all, the United States is not a Christian nation. Like they try to make it seem like it is. And all of these people have infiltrated with their other religious beliefs and whatever. But what's weird to me about all of this is it's like, you have the right to believe how you want to believe. You should be okay just with that. But it's like they don't have any type of tolerance for anyone else. First of all, like the mere fact that they call church, they have the Black church, right? Which I feel is crazy. But yeah, they are okay with it being a Black church. And they don't call the... And check this out. I don't know if you all caught this. They never call the church where it's predominantly white people going the white church. They just call it church. But when it's a church where it's predominantly Black people, they call it the Black church. That alone is, oh my God. But they allow this type of stuff and they're okay with it. They're okay with it. So you may have seen, you know, watch that scene where it's white people and a few Black sprinkled in there, maybe some other ones that are in there. But a lot of those, which they don't call it white church people, a lot of them are racist. And maybe some of them may not be racist, but they're prejudiced. We have seen how they have been with even Jewish people. I mean, because Jews are not white. And the crazy thing about it too, is it's like, you ones that are hateful, you so-called believers, you so-called Christians, I'm not even going to call them believers, you so-called Christians, you so-called follow this Bible, but the times of the Bible, it was based in the Middle East. America did not exist, one. And two, anyone that is Middle Eastern is not white. Jesus was not even white. God is not a person. God is a spirit. So the mere fact that these people hate others that do not look like them, and they proclaim to worship Jesus, they have made Jesus into an image of someone that actually looks like them, and that's not even the truth. So it's funny to me that they do that. It's not funny, but it's just, it's weird. And then you've got this man in this space of the presidency who now is okay with, maybe I should become the Pope. And I know this is an AI created image that somebody, but he shared it. And I don't want to hear about, oh, he was just trolling. He's got a sense of humor. He likes to piss people off, or he likes to make people laugh. This is not a laughing matter. I'm not Catholic, but for those who are, I believe that that is extremely foul. It's disrespectful. It shows that he really has no real feelings about religion whatsoever, because he actually believes he's a god to be worshipped. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people that really do worship him. And they'll try to make it seem like, oh no, I don't worship him, but I worship Jesus. I worship the Lord. I worship God. No, you don't. You worship him. It is foul. It is idol worship. It's idolatry, which is one of the things that God hates. It's actually one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And they'll act like they don't, but they actually do. Because it's not just, you should have no other gods before me. You should have no other gods but me. So they may say, well, I don't put him before God, but you have him along with God. He is one of your gods. You do worship him. You do idolize him. And out of anybody in the world to idolize, if you're going to choose somebody, you're going to choose a convicted felon who was screwing porn stars and cheating on his wife. This is his third marriage. It's a business arrangement. Okay? There's no love there. Just to name a few things. But President Barack Obama, former president, one marriage, all of these years, and they are trying to do everything to make these people be divorced. But yet, they don't say anything about 45/47, who's on his third marriage, to a woman who threw his hand away from him when he tried to grab her hand for a photo moment when they were on whatever they were on when he was in the office the first time. Walking either from a plane or to a plane, whatever it was. He discussed her. I mean, yeah, he discussed her. And so, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. The hypocrisy is unreal. It's kind of hilarious, but really it's not a laughing matter, especially in light of everything that's going on right now that they are allowing him to do when it comes to this nation. And causing people to scramble and suffer all for the sake of what? Because he got some Supreme Court justices in there that struck down Roe v. Wade. And when it comes to that, these people who claim to be pro-life, you're not pro-life. You may be pro-birth, but what are you really doing to help the people who are still alive? And I guarantee you, those same people who claim they're pro-life, they're not protesting outside of any of these prisons against the death penalty. They're for that. Then they'll say, oh, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. It's the hypocrisy is unreal. I can't with these people. They're just disgusting and foul. I just wanted to share this with you guys. You let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking and subbing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful. And now I'm going to say bye.